WHYY 90.9 FM, your NPR member station. Hello, I'm Priyanka Tiwari. Some of America's most successful businesses originated on a college campus. In fact, one such successful venture started right here at the University of Pennsylvania. Frutero ice cream, boasting all-natural fruit flavors from Asia and Latin America, is one of the nation's fastest-growing ice cream brands and is the brainchild of Mike Weber and Vedant Sabu. Mike is from Stamford, Connecticut originally, and Vedant is from Ranchi, India originally. The two met on their first day of class at Wharton, and they're joining me right now to talk about their entrepreneurial journey. Mike and Vedant, welcome and thanks so much for speaking to me.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, Priyanka, for having us.
Now let's talk about like the journey from idea to fruition, no pun intended.
Yeah, so Vedant and I, we actually met on the first day of class. Both of us, we came with a mission of starting our own business. And in January of 2019, I was actually taking a trip to India, where Vedant grew up. And he recommended that I try this tropical fruit ice cream over there. And I thought it was just phenomenal.
By the way, I'm curious, like, which ice cream store did you take him to in India?
Priyanka, in India, there is a chain of ice cream store called Naturals.
Yes, I remember. I used to eat there in Delhi all the time.
Exactly. And you know, their name to fame is all about these tropical fruits.
Yes, yes.
You know, Priyanka, we found that ice cream is the most loved dessert of the U.S. And we were surprised that there was no tropical fruit ice cream in the U.S.
And we thought, this could be something very interesting to bring these fruits to people and bring this tropical joy to people.
By the way, how did you come up with that name?
So Frutero in Spanish means a fruit vendor. And, you know, the character is really someone that you can really trust to give you the best quality fruits. It's fresh. It's the best tasting produce. That's what we're all about.
What was the biggest challenge that you faced when you guys were starting out or even now? And how did you overcome it?
As a new company, I think the biggest challenge is getting customers to give you a chance. When we first got into this business, we had never approached a grocery store before. And actually, the way we learned how do you sell a product is the first summer that we had Frutero, every day, Vedant and I, we'd load up samples in a little cooler with ice. We get on our bicycles, and we actually just ride our bikes really store to store. In Philadelphia, some folks might know in South Philly, places like South Square Market, that was one of our first stores. And actually, it was really the Philadelphia community that enabled us to get those early wins. So I'll tell you, our very first customer was GoPuff. We sent a cold email to the CEOs, and they were very nice to respond to us. And we also, actually through Drexel University, we got in touch with Giant, and they just gave us a shot. And we just really focused on success at a small scale.
How are you supporting the region's local economy with this business venture?
Priyanka, all our operations continue to be in Pennsylvania. 60% of our product is dairy, which is sourced from the Lancaster area. Mm-hmm. Our co-packer, who sources the dairy for us and manufactures ice cream, is again in Pennsylvania. Beyond that, we partner with retailers in Pennsylvania and around the tri-state area. We also have our warehousing, logistics, R&D. Our R&D actually is done in Drexel University. So all our major operations, which has gotten Frutero to where we are today, is all in Pennsylvania and supporting the local economy.
When you're thinking of starting a business and you're working on figuring out, you know, what kind of product that you want to sell or work on, how do you differentiate yourself or stand out from the crowded shelf, in your case, in the freezer?
Priyanka, I think that's a very good question. And there are two parts to it. See, the reason we started ice cream is because we found that white space. I am not here to compete with Ben & Jerry's. But if you want passion fruit ice cream, Frutero is the one who makes the best passion fruit ice cream. So I think differentiation, very important. Mm. But I think the second part is getting to know your initial customer and their reaction to the product is super, super important. And I think that is where when Mike and I visited almost 1,400 bodegas in and around Philadelphia and New Jersey region, and we got right away a reaction in front of us. That was significant in kind of formulating the product, getting the right product, and later on gave us insights on how best to market the product.
Nice. So what's next for you guys? What are you looking forward to?
Upcoming, we have a lot of expansion happening. So we're very excited that over the next few weeks, we'll be expanding with over 100 giant stores. Whole Foods decided to expand us. Over 140 Whole Foods stores from New Jersey all the way down to Florida.
Mike Weber and Bidant Sabu met right here at UPenn and are the founders of Frutero Ice Cream. Thank you so much for taking the time and talking to me, and I wish you both the best of luck with this.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Priyanka.
I'm Priyanka Tiwari, and this is WHYY.